He also said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come. So the first thing I want to say is this, is that as Christians, we have to go down. We have to put our roots deep in God. There is very little point in running off enthusiastically and trying to do this or be that or go there if you haven't got roots, because it is incredibly easy to pull up a plant that hasn't got any roots. Really, really easy. So we need roots because they anchor us into a relationship with Jesus. Now, I'm sure that is very, very true of young converts. We talk about young converts putting their roots down in God because that's really important. And we nurture young converts and help them and encourage them and so on in order for that process to happen. But for people that have been Christians for a long time, stepping out in new things or advancing in God in a particular ministry or doing a particular thing for the first time, the same principle applies. Unless what we are doing comes out of a rock-solid, secure relationship with Jesus, it is going to fail, isn't it? Now, in the days when you could go swimming in Porthcawl without actually coming away with some dreadful lurgy from the sewage, right? It's the Atlantic Ocean, isn't it? They call it the gateway to the Atlantic. It's true, isn't it, that the Atlantic has been all over me. And I have been in the Atlantic. Is that right? Not all of it, just that bit of it. But nevertheless, I had access to the whole of the Atlantic Ocean at that point. If I wanted to swim to America, I would still be in the Atlantic Ocean. And here's the point with God. There is no limit to what we can receive from God. All we have to do is access it. So there are so many things in my life that can cause our commitment and our relationship to God to be divided, whether it is work or it's home or it's family or it's problems or it's job, whatever it is. But we do not want a divided root, because that makes it less efficient and it makes it less anchored. Okay? But we have to rely on God to move the obstacles in front of a growing plant. If you're growing, God will move them. Okay, now when a little seed grows, let's take something nice and simple like a broad bean, because a broad bean is a big seed, isn't it, right? So the little root comes out of it and starts to produce a root system, and as it does so, slowly the actual seed itself begins to shrivel because it's using the stored starch to actually allow the root to grow. The last thing that comes out of that seed is the young shoot. It's called a plumule. And it comes out of the soil like that. The leaves are down here, and it's bent over in an arch, and it pushes its way through the soil, and then it straightens up. And the reason for that is because if you try to push through the soil with delicate, tiny leaves, they will break. So it's arched like that, and it pushes through the soil and then straightens up. Okay. And once that happens, the little leaves begin to open, and finally the plant can make food for itself through photosynthesis. When I'm growing in God, and what it is that God has asked me to do, whatever that is, begins to break the surface, that is the time when the devil will do everything he can to wreck the little leaves. Because he knows if he can do that, the plant has got no chance. You can have all the finest roots in the world, but unless those leaves can make food, it's had it. Because the roots can only provide water, only the leaves can provide food. And there are things that happen in my life, right, where God wants me to take a step forward. We were in a prayer meeting last night, and God said that we need to step out and do new things. That's what he said, wasn't it? Right, okay. Well, does the devil like that? Well, the answer. course not. And so he will try to stop it and wreck it. Okay? But the answer is that we have to come, if you like, out of the soil with this arch of stem. Now, what is that? Well, God said that he would be our shield and our exceeding great reward. The shield is what takes the brunt of whatever has been thrown at the soldier. So God says, I will go in front of you and I will shield you and I will be there for you so that finally when the plant straightens up and we begin to extract our own food, God says, now, even though I will never leave you or forsake you, you don't need the same kind of protection now. You need a different sort. And I'll be there for that and all. But you've got to admit, when we've got little seeds that are growing, what do we tend to do? Well, we put cloches on the top of them, don't we? We put things around them to protect them from the birds. There was a woman talking to me this week. She said, this rain is dreadful for the gardens. Dreadful, she said. I think I must have got a Guinness Book of Records for slugs around my plants. She'd come out and put some plants in the night before. They were all gone, she said, the following morning. And around one plant, there were 13 slugs. So we put things around them. We put slug pellets down to kill them so that the plants can have a chance. And so God will protect us. If he can see us stepping out in faith in something new, God will protect what we're doing because he knows that we are being obedient. And he loves that more than anything else. Obedience is better than sacrifice, Samuel tells us. Okay?
For more from this podcast series, visit www.livingwaychurch.co.uk.